quarter is on, and yes, there is a quorum.
Okay, we're calling for a quorum. It's 5:03. Calling to order. Can you call the roll, please?
Yep. George Dalton?
Here.
John Milligan?
Here.
Aldine Kilbourn?
Here.
Janet Richardson?
Here.
Julie Jones?
Here.
Amy Stratman?
Here.
And Karen Erickson said she will be attending by phone. I sent her the information in the last hour, so I don't see her now. We'll note it when she does. We're at the
All right, room. We have a quorum. Mm-hmm. Approval of the February 7th minutes. Did everybody get a chance to read them? I didn't see any need to change, but maybe somebody else did.
This is Julie Jones. Moved to approve the minutes of the
February 7th
meeting.
Second, Amy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, moved and seconded to approve. Hearing no need to change anything, can I have a vote of approval of approving the minutes for February 7th?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, they're passed as approved, as written. Agenda, I want to add under open agenda discussion on certain markers. Anybody else have something?
I think when I sent the B status of 2023 bed tax markers for the next order, I wanted under new business instead of under events and public relations.
Okay, so it goes under B?
Yeah, my apologies. That should be there.
That's okay.
Okay, moving 7B to 10B. Any other changes? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I'm making a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
A second.
Julie Jones, second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to have the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right. Citizens' comments. I had a phone call from, I think her name is Patricia Cathy. Her parents are buried in the Elks section, and their last name starts with a C. I did not bring the piece of paper, and I'm trying to think what their last name is. And one of them already had their, one person was buried, then when the second one died, the ashes were put there, and then a monument put with it, which I tried to go and find it, but I didn't see what she was talking about. But she would like to have her ashes added when she died, and so I got, Colt sent me the form, and I will send that to her because she just had family member that died, and she was very distressed that she did not want to be buried with all those people she didn't know.
Aww.
So anyway, anybody else have a citizen's comment or communications to the commission?
No.
All right, moving on. Events and public relations. We are again scheduled for Saturday, May 18th from 9 to noon. I'm assuming that we will have a what do you call those, Julie, those announcements that go on?
Public service announcements.
Public PSA. Service PSAs. Can I get you to send those to whomever they go to?
Yes.
All right, thanks.
I think that the city, do you do that as well, Colt?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, yeah, I just have some friends that work at the radio station, so I can ask them. And they also have volunteered at the cemetery, so that's why it worked last year. Mm-hmm. And that's how we met Dawn.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Julie, could you also put it on the Festival Fairbanks Golden Heart Plaza reader board?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Did I?
What's that? Somebody?
Oh, yeah. And we were going to do the justserve.org so that it goes out to the church groups at the local wards.
Okay. Moving on, the financial update, if you can just look at that in the very back last page. Did you guys online get that?
Yes.
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we have the $10,000 from the City of Fairbanks supplemental appropriation. Thank you, Jeff. And we have the $12,454 from the city bed tax. Julie, is that all, or do we get a, is there a little bit more that comes too?
They usually just post the entire amount for this fund. Other people have to wait, but because it's in the city, it's just easier for them. As far as I understand, that's the entire amount.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's all I want. Because I just remember there was this thing about, oh, they just kept out a
10%.
Little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
They pay out 90% when the paperwork is complete, and then the final 10% once the reports are submitted. But because this is all done in-house, I think they just, or traditionally they're putting the full amount in.
Okay.
I would just like to comment that I am happy to see the $10,000 in the account. That will save all the trouble that we had last year comparing the special project fund with the checking account. So this is nice that it's all in one pool.
Super. Moving on, unless somebody has another question or comment. Unfinished business, the previous querying monument order. What do you know about that, Julie?
They're working on it. It was all approved. Like I said, there's a new person working there. So she was going over everything, looking for consistency with commas and dash marks and things like that. But it did go through, and they were aware that we wanted this by Memorial Day, you know, wanted to receive the pallet. So I will keep calling and see if I can get a status update. But right now it's just all in waiting for them to finish it and ship.
I would comment that when they come, we have the help from like last year with that Dusty said that he would get his crew together and help us that day that we want to do them. So we will have them all in place as well. I think is awesome news.
So
okay, and you can depend on our team as well. I think it worked out to have a regular schedule last year. We did Tuesdays. That was really nice.
Yes. Jeff?
When Public Works delivers them to the cemetery, how do you want them to be placed? Do you want them just to be placed on the lawn individually? Do you want them to be put in the shed individually?
No. Just have them put the pallet wherever. And let me ask this, Julie, because you know this better with the truck. Is it better that it is on the, what side is that, the east?
No. The 7th Avenue side or the 5th Avenue?
The north side of the shed.
There's a tree, and so it is easier to get the truck closer if it's on, north side.
Yeah.
5th Avenue side.
Yeah, the 5th Avenue side.
Of the shed.
Because of the shed.
You can pull the truck up to the, the pile. And, and it also... My apologies. It also made it difficult to, even when we were working with the pallets, because of the location of the fence and the shed, we were stepping onto the pallets, lifting the heavy stones, and if it was away from the shed on the north side, we can make those adjustments and be more safe when we're unloading the pallets.
The other thing would be is if it's like two pallets, they have them really close. Don't let them do that. Have them enough that somebody can walk and pick something up or even take the wheelbarrow in there.
Okay.
That would be awesome, too. Anybody else?
Perfect.
Thank you, Jeff. We already talked about the supplemental $10,000, that it's in the budget. I don't think there's any other unfinished business. Let's go to new business, removal of July meeting from the 2024 calendar. I need a motion that we don't meet in July because of when 4th of July falls.
So moved.
Second, Amy.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we will not meet in July due to the when the 4th of July is. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So we will not meet in July.
Okay.
B, status of the 23 bed tax markers. Janet.
So as of today, I have 36 markers on the list. We need 40. Actually, 35 of those are bed tax. One is donated. So between Amy, Aldine, and I have 35. But Aldine, I don't have August Alm on there. So are you ready for him to go?
Oh, I have to go back and do him. I just been swamped. Last night was PBS,
I know.
Everything else. I've done nothing but spend today dealing with stuff.
Okay, so 36, so I need 4 more markers for the 2023 bed tax, which will equal 40, and then we have one that's been donated by the descendants of one of my guys.
I would make the comment also that, and is there anybody that wants to continue commenting about what Janet just said? All right, I'm moving to open agenda then, because what I want to discuss is I had, I think, 18 people taken out of the database, all of which, if you go to find a grave, have a location and have a birth date and have a death date. The problem is they don't have necessarily where they were born. And my question is, because most of these are from 1905, 1907, I can't find newspapers, anything that gives me any kind of information about them. And I don't know. My question to you guys is you got it, and Janet doesn't think we should do anything. We should just wait. But my point is, these are all in general, is that if we fill them in with them, and at some point, maybe we'd get enough information that we would redo one. But at this point, I don't know that we will. It's been over 100 years, 125 years in some cases.
There's constantly records being indexed and uploaded to all the ancestry type platforms, and I say we just wait, because even with my search this past week, I discovered a new set of information that was uploaded to Family Search in November, and that's going to greatly help my research. So you never know what's going to come online next year or in 5 years. I say wait, there's plenty of other names to research.
Yeah, like my guy that ended up is getting donated by the family. That information wasn't online anywhere, and I just messaged a person on Find a Grave, and she was like, holy smokes, I've been searching to where he's buried for 20 years. But she had all of his information. But she had gone to the church in Maryland and taken photographs of it. It's not online anywhere. So, you know, people have this information somewhere sometimes, and it just takes some time or some research to dig it up and find it. So,
right. Including,
I mean, I see what you're coming at, because two of my guys in Oddfellows was absolutely nothing, zilch. I mean, nothing in a paper, nothing census, nothing.
Right. I have a whole list of them with absolutely nothing, and that's why I'm the lowest number of person contributing right now, because I'm running into dead ends like that.
And you have the absolute hardest ones to do, but you're the best at researching these people.
Well, thank you very much. And I wanted to also add, remember we talked about it last month, the California archives are just now receiving, you know, this past few months, the small countied archives. And they're not online yet. Mm-hmm. And I think Aldine mentioned that even the California State Archives themselves don't acknowledge that they received them yet. Mm-hmm. But the counties are saying that they sent them. So we just have to wait for California Archives to update their indexes and update their scans. And if they're doing that, then other states and other counties are doing it too. Now, the ones that we're talking about, the people that were born in Italy or France, those might not be online for a year or two or longer.
It's interesting, though, when you say that about France, because I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Geanet, G-E-A-N-E-T, mm-hmm. they're from France, and they have really good French records if you have somebody that's French. Unfortunately, none of the people I'm looking for that I can tell are you know, that's where they're line is from.
Right.
But that's a place to, if you've got people with that you think are French, that's a place to start, because they're really, I get emails from them all the time, you know. So anybody else? Well, we're scheduled to meet April 3rd. I will be in Las Vegas seeing my grandson, who will turn 5 that day. So, Janet, I think you're our VP. Or Julie.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be in Fairbanks.
You'll be in Fairbanks. So anyway, somebody has to run the meeting, because I won't be here. I might be able to come on Zoom. I just don't know.
Okay, I could.
And Aldine, I was going through my files, and I found City of Fairbanks Birch Hill burials alphabetical as of October 1993. So does the commission want this, or do you want me to give this to the clerk's office?
No, I've got the burials up until 2022.
Right. We have that. During that time frame when they were printing those little booklets, they made a lot of them. They were probably distributing them to every library and every researcher in town.
Okay.
And so I think we're good.
Yeah.
So you want me just to trash this?
I'm always scared to say yes.
I just would take it and hold on to it. How about that with the Clay Street Cemetery stuff?
Yes. Okay.
It's gathering dust in my office.
Okay. Super. Thank you.
Speaking of coming across things, I found a stack of whatever you call these.
Car
racks.
Can we reading
through it all, it doesn't look like anything is
out of date. Well, the only concern that we have is is the little symbol for the bed tax on there.
It is.
Okay.
And it looks like the newer one.
Can we put it at Explore Fairbanks in the visitor center?
Yeah, we can put them. We can take them over there. I can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right,
Do we need to order more rack cards? Or
no, not at this point.
No, that's probably enough for another year.
For another year, yeah. We're okay. If that's
Thank
if
you.
The go ahead.
So, Aldine and Amy, if you get any more duns, get them to me, because we need those. Four more this bed tax order, or I can just keep researching myself too. But then now we have the city money. So
now we got more to do. Yeah. So
okay.
Right. So don't be afraid to just keep going. So
okay.
Yeah, I would like to get that another order in so we can see what the price increase is gonna be like.
Yeah.
All right.
That first vote.
And Cole, my now new friend that's going to donate for the Kopelman marker, she was going to send a check. I said put attention to you So let me know when you get it.
Okay.
Anybody else? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.